Wider to Blair. Blair the further wide to Vai gets the ball away to Moss. First try. Hull KR. Excellent setup player by Hull KR. Brilliant offload in contact by Vai. And Moss catches the ball and he's got the easiest job of skidding down the touchline. First points on the board. 13 minutes on the clock. It's Hull KR who lead. 4 points to nil. Kieran Moss with the try.
It is. It's all come.
Great try. Scoey. Nothing try. More than they deserve either. Looking to add the extras. He's really, really wide out, couldn't be any further out. Curry is right on the chalk, brought it back a long way, almost 30 metres. He's drifting it towards the post, waved away by the touch judges. Score remains 4 points to nil. Black and white, what's the kick like? Is Connor just going to kick back towards the stakes? It's hit the bar. It's hit the bar. Taylor's there. Taylor's going to get it. Taylor's going to get the ball down. An absolutely try out of nothing from Scott Taylor. We're going to go to the big screen. The only thing that can happen is the onside, offside. The kick was sailing, you know, way back at the lease end here at St James's Park. It hit the bar. Who's the person who was the only one who chased it up for Hull FC was Scott Taylor. He had the easiest job of plonking the ball down. He's confident he scored. The only thing that can stop him is onside, offside.
And the black and whites will take the lead.
And Hull FC are now from behind, 2 points in front. Funny old game, Mr. Schofield. A funny old game. Houghton will pick up from dummy half and find Harris. Harris to Minicello. Minicello into a hole. Beats one, beats two. Still going is Minicello. Somehow Donaldson got back to bring him down, but Shaw picks up from dummy half. Shaw's over. Back-to-back tries from the black and white. Put that down to a great carry from Minicello. Played the ball quickly. Jamie Shaw didn't hang around. He picks the ball up, jumps over the line, and Hull FC were 4 points behind. They're now 6 points in front. Their lead 10 points.
Yeah, fully deserved.
We have indeed, and I'm pretty sure he'll be adding another 2 points to this one very, very shortly. Two steps back, we're right behind it. Connor does add the 2 points, 12 points to four. And it'll down the short side to Vai, one-on-one, gets the pass away. It's double try. Can't go for a forward pass. Hull FC looking for the forward pass. That ain't going to be given. Vai again, quality hands. If it's not Brooks, go away, don't fix it. Rovers stick to their guns of going to the left, and Vai one-on-one, or even two-on-one, manages to get the offload away. And Kieran Moss says, thank you very much. He's in for a double. It's now Hull FC 12, Rovers 8. Complicated by coaches a lot of the time. Ryan Shaw from the touchline.
He likes this. He likes it.
He likes it. He likes it a lot. Great kick from Ryan Shaw. He missed from earlier there, but that first one got his radar in. 12-10. Still 11 minutes in this one. Scoey, I've enjoyed it. This big on comes 12-10, the black and whites lead. Westerman into a hole, spins out of one, spins out of two, still going. Westerman bouncing all over the place like a pinball, 10 metres away from the line. Harrison on the inside, throws the dummy, straightens up. Good play by Harris. He's over. There he goes, Liam Harris, runs at the line, says to the black and white fans, I'm introducing you to me. How about that? Runs at the line. And Rovers will be disappointed with their defence. But Harris, what a debut from the youngster. Scores the third try for the black and whites. They increase their lead. It's 16 points to 10. Good. Connor, two from two. Make that three from three. Connor adds the extras. 18 points to 10. Houghton will tap on the 20. Mickey Pier, first carry. Rovers still. Wow, what about that? What about that?
Is that the tackle of the Magic Weekend, Craig Murdoch?
Yeah. He straightens up, gets the ball back to Matonga. Matonga then turns in the tackle. The offload back to Houghton. Houghton spins away from one, spins away from two. Gets it to Westerman, to Shaw. Shaw away from one. Shaw hit the ground. Bounces over the line. It's a double for Jamie Shaw. He's over the line in front of them. Hull FC fans, the try is given, and Hull FC lead, increase that lead. It's the black and whites 22, the red and whites of Hull KR 10.
It is, they've just been punished again.
Yeah, so in front of the posts, Jake Connor, four from four from him, and it's a game-winning lead now, scoring 14 points, the black and whites
it
lead.
It is a game-winning lead. And
Connor drifts across, throws the dummy, still going is Connor, gets the ball away to Logan. Logan scores. Jake Connor again, heavily involved from the black and white. Scores in the corner, does Logan, the referee doesn't give it. We're right behind that, no problem at all in my opinion there for the try from Logan, but it's made by Jake Connor again. Brilliant.
As you say, quality player, Jake Connor. Well, for me, he's been the man of the match as far as I'm concerned from there. Trying to turn the four into 6 points, straight from the sideline.
Jake Connor from the touchline, 100% so far. I think he's missed that one. Yeah, he has done. 28 points to 16. To Connor. Connor this time with the dummy. Footwork from Connor. Take a bow, Jake Connor. You're going to see a special rugby league player today in Jake Connor. Excellent play from him. He's passed. And as all great halfbacks, as you know, Scoey, after a while, you know what the defence is going to do. They expect the pass. And out comes the big dummy from Jake Connor. And he scores under the black dot. An excellent, excellent try from a special rugby league player in Jake Connor. It's Hull FC 32, Hull KR 16.
It is. He just makes brilliant player, brilliant player.
As he adds the extra 2 points to turn. He's 4-6. Connor with that goal, 34 points to 16. Field of play runs into Sika. Manu, not the best option in the world, and Manu belts him to the floor. Donaldson's at dummy half, then Manu gives away a penalty. Hull fans don't care, they're just happy singing as Donaldson taps the ball. He's all energy, he's Donaldson, that is for sure. He's never going to give up. He's wrestled to the floor by Matonga, 2 metres away from the line. Atkins at dummy half to the right. And to Lee, into a hole goes Scruton. Shaw wrestles him to the floor. Quick play of the ball. Rovers trying to fight their way over the line. I still think they're held up. Referee's going to have a look. Referee's the closest person of anybody. What's he going to give here? He's going to say try.
He's there on the spot. Why doesn't he give it?
Yeah.
Hey, is it Tommy Lee? Is it?
Yeah. Tommy Lee says he scored. He's confident he's got the ball over the line. Let's have a look. Down here comes the decision. Try given. Tommy Lee scores, 34 points to 20. Kick to come. Tommy Lee with the try for the red and whites.
Well,
Ryan Shaw had the extras. Does indeed. 34 points to 22.